The grand jury report on the city of Harrisburg's finances went beyond the alleged misdeeds of former Mayor Stephen Reed that resulted in his arrest for theft, bribery, and corruption. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty unpacks the 86-page presentment and criminal complaint.
Anyone who's been on Front Street in Harrisburg after dark notices the white lights on the Walnut Street Bridge, the connector to City Island from the Susquehanna River's east shore. The entire lighting scheme was paid for originally by Reed's Special Projects Fund. A state grand jury report highlights this use of the fund as a legitimate one, but it's an exception to typically imprudent handling, as with the city's fiscal affairs in general. Hence the investigation by State Attorney General Kathleen Kane.
Mayor Reed served as mayor for 28 years, and he did do a lot of good for this city, but at some point that turned, and that's disturbing.
Her deputy, Clark Madden, was more specific at Tuesday's press conference.
When it became politically untenable to take money directly out of the general fund.
Testimony by Reed's former spokesman Randy King pinpoints it. It was in 2000, after Reed spent $2 million on artifacts for the National Civil War Museum. He wanted to buy more for future institutions focused on sports, the American West, African-American culture, but he couldn't get city council to release more taxpayer money, so a special projects fund was started with the Harrisburg Authority. A few years later, during an interview on WITF Smart Talk, Reed responded to questions about what was motivating him.
Why in the world would people come to Harrisburg to learn about the Wild West?
They come to Harrisburg to learn about the Wild West because they don't have the time and the money to go west. The Holocaust Museum is in Washington, D.C. The Holocaust occurred in Europe, thousands of miles away, yet the Holocaust Museum, within the first 5 years of its existence, has become economically and otherwise a big success.
Despite what King and others say became an obsession for Reed at taxpayers' expense, the other museums never opened. Reed's now accused of theft by deception, amounting to an estimated millions of dollars by a Deputy Attorney General Madden.
They were spent on this menagerie of collectibles and curiosities, and that is a fraud on investors.
Investigators say the fraudulent part stems from the way the cash materialized. Here's an example. Reed and his appointees would borrow money through the Harrisburg Authority on behalf of another public entity for a stated purpose. They'd take fees for facilitating the transaction. The fees would go into the special projects fund and then be spent on things that might not have to do with that original stated purpose. The report also describes the fees as excessive, in one instance between 6 and 40 times what other agencies would charge. Attorney General Kane says Reed did not act alone, pointing out the corrupt organization's charges against him involve multiple people.
Whether it was charm, whether it was ruling with an iron thumb, whether it was people getting things in exchange for their votes on issuing debt, all of those may have come into play.
The goal was to use public agencies to maximize financing capabilities, but Harrisburg University, the city school district, the parking authority, and others were ultimately over-leveraged as a result. For example, Harrisburg University can't make its debt repayments now. It's $1.5 million per year that the report says Dauphin County taxpayers have been covering because the commissioners agreed to it. Not that they didn't negotiate first, according to Kane.
The city and the county were putting certain conditions on their backing, about 15 conditions. When the mayor disagreed with some of them, then he took it upon himself to offer certain things of value to members of either those councils, either the city or the county, to sway their vote in favor of issuing the debt.
Former City Council President Richard House testified each council member got $200,000 for charitable contributions he says reaped political benefits. And witnesses say City Council bargained years before that for so-called walking around money. That was linked to an incinerator retrofit that one engineer 8 years prior found to be unfeasible. When he told Reed that, it cost him his contract. Kane's pledging more charges, even if it means convening another grand jury after this one expires next year. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.